ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。
Part A. In this part, you will hear several conversations and questions. The conversations and the questions will be played only one time and will not be repeated. You may take notes. After each question, read the four possible answers and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, fill in the correct answer. For questions 1 through 4, you will hear four short conversations and one question after each conversation. Conversation 1. Are you going to the concert with us tonight?
Unfortunately, I haven't finished my homework for tomorrow. Question. Number 1. What is the woman probably going to do tonight?
Conversation 2. I really don't think we will find a lower price than this.
I'm not so sure. Let's try that shop over there first.
Okay, if you say so.
Question. Number 2. What do they decide to do next?
Conversation 3. Mr. Brown is my favorite teacher. I always enjoy his classes.
I don't know. His American history class didn't interest me at all. Question. Number 3. What do they think about Mr. Brown's classes?
Conversation 4.
How was your vacation in Europe?
There were so many interesting places that I wish we could have stayed longer.
Question. Number 4. What does the man mean?
For questions 5 and 6, listen to the following conversation. Conversation 5.
Hello, can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to take the driving test to get my driver's license.
Have you taken the written exam?
Yes, I took it Monday afternoon. Here are the results. When do you think I could take the driving test?
You need to make an appointment to take the driving test.
Can I make an appointment for today?
I'm sorry. We don't have any times open today. The soonest day we have an opening is this Friday.
Friday will be fine.
I'll schedule you for 10 o'clock Friday morning.
Actually, I have to work on Friday morning. Is the afternoon possible?
Yes. Is 2 o'clock okay?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Questions. Number 5. What does the man want to do? Number 6. When will the man's appointment be?
For questions 7 through 9, Listen to the following conversation between two university students. Conversation 6.
Congratulations, John. I heard you got your driver's license.
Yes, finally. And on my birthday, too. So, when are you going to get yours?
Oh, I'm not. I probably won't ever buy a car, so what's the point?
You don't want to buy a car? Why not? Having one gives you a lot of freedom.
Cars are really expensive to own. Besides the cost of the car, you have to pay for insurance, and tax, and gasoline, and parking, and...
Okay, I see your point. But if you don't have a car, you have to pay for other kinds of transportation, like subways, buses, and taxis.
But I can get to almost any place I want to go by walking or by bicycle.
What about when it rains? What about in the winter?
Then I can take the bus or subway. That's still cheaper than owning a car.
I still prefer the freedom I get from having a car. Did I tell you that my father gave me his old car as a birthday present?
That was very generous of him. Where do you plan to drive to first?
To the university, of course. I have a class that starts in half an hour.
You're going to the university? Can I have a ride?
Are you sure? What about your bicycle?
Questions. Number 7. Why does the woman congratulate the man? Number 8. Why does the woman not plan to get a driver's license? Number 9. Why does the man like having a car? Part B. In this part, you will hear one lecture. After the lecture, you will hear 6 questions. The lecture and the questions will be played only one time and will not be repeated. You may take notes. After each question, read the 4 possible answers and choose the best answer based on the lecture. Then, on your answer sheet, fill in the correct answer.
Coco is a famous gorilla who lived to the age of 46. She had beautiful long black hair and bright eyes. During her life, she was in movies and on television. She was even on the cover of magazines and in internet videos. Coco was born on July 4, 1971, at the San Francisco Zoo. Coco was 3 months old when a psychology student named Francine Patterson first saw her. Patterson wanted to try to communicate directly with Coco. She asked the zoo officials for permission to work with the young gorilla. At first, the zoo authorities refused because Coco was too young. Soon after this, Coco became seriously sick and almost died. Because of this, Coco's mother could not take care of her anymore, and Coco had to be separated from the other gorillas. She was taken to the children's zoo, and doctors and workers at the zoo took care of her there. Later, at 1 year of age, Coco was healthy, but was still not able to live with the adult gorillas. Patterson asked the zoo officials again if she could work with Coco. This time, they gave their permission. Gorillas are among the best communicators of all animals. They can make a variety of sounds and gestures that have meaning. For example, they scream to show alarm. They make a sound like the bark of a dog to show interest. And they can chuckle to show playfulness. However, gorillas cannot make the sounds of human speech. Patterson decided to teach Coco American Sign Language. Sign language uses hand and body movements to represent words and ideas. Patterson first tried to teach Coco to make the signs for food, drink, water, and more. After working with Coco for about a month, Patterson was preparing some fruit for Coco's snack, and Coco made the sign for food. This was the first time Coco communicated by using a sign. At first, Patterson taught Coco signs by holding the gorilla's hand and forming the sign, then giving her a treat if she did it correctly. By the age of 2, Coco could put signs together, such as pour drink. When she was 5, she could make the signs for more than 200 words. In total, she learned to make the signs for over 1,000 words and to understand 2,000 words of spoken English. When Coco was 3, Patterson was allowed to take her to Stanford University, where she was able to teach the gorilla much more. In 1976, the Gorilla Foundation was established in California, and Coco moved there when she was 5 years old. She spent most of her life there until she died at the age of 46. This research with Coco has taught the world an important lesson. Gorillas may look strong and dangerous, but they are actually gentle, intelligent animals. Research with gorillas continues today at a special home created for gorillas in Hawaii.
Questions. Number 10. How old was Coco when Patterson first saw her? Number 11. When Patterson first asked the zoo officials for permission to work with Coco, what did they do? Number 12. When Coco was 3 months old, why was she separated from the other gorillas? Number 13. How do gorillas communicate when they are interested in something? Number 14. What was the first word that Coco signed? Number 15. Where did Coco spend most of her life?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。